Boston School Superintendent Tommy Chang is pledging school administrators will work to create a more inclusive environment for all students. WBUR's Dolores Handy says the pledge came after two Boston Latin School students brought their complaints about alleged systemic racism at their school before the Boston School Committee.
Maggie Noel and Kylie Wester-Cazot, the two seniors at Boston Latin School who launched the hashtag BlackAtBLS on social media, fresh from a meeting with Mayor Marty Walsh, were the first to testify at last night's school committee meeting. They opened by recounting what they say was an increasingly hostile racial atmosphere at the school after the decision not to indict a white police officer in the shooting of a black teenager in Ferguson, Missouri. Maggie Noel says at first the conversation was full of healthy debate between students on the issue.
Then the conversation quickly turned to hate speech and became full of racial slurs as some students began to post negative pictures calling their fellow students and telling them to go back to Africa if they don't like it here.
Kylie Wester-Cazot says when the tweets were presented to the school administration, they were told it would be handled. But since then, there's been no evidence of any action.
Whatever the actions our administration took before to handle the situation, we know that it was not effective because these racist tweets, microaggressions, and hate speech still occur today.
They say the failure of school administrators to act has created an unsafe and racially hostile learning environment for students of color at BLS. School committee members applauded the students for coming forward. Superintendent Tommy Chang compared the actions of the two BLS students to those of students of the civil rights struggle of the 1960s. He called it high-risk activism.
Having courageous conversations about inequities that exist between race, language, culture, sexual orientation is high risk. This struggle is not new to Boston.
Chang says that in the upcoming weeks, Boston Public School leadership will create a plan of action to address bias and create ways to facilitate what he called courageous conversations about race as a first step to creating a culture of respect. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.